All right, talking today with Scott Blubaugh, president of American Farmers and Ranchers. And each year, American Farmers and Ranchers joins its sister organizations of the National Farmers Union from around the country in a D.C. fly-in to speak with our nation's policy leaders about issues important to agriculture and rural America. On the phone now is Scott Blubaugh. And Scott, you're there in Washington, D.C. right now. Tell us about your trip so far.
Well, I'm up here in the Marble City with a group of farmers and ranchers there from Oklahoma. Brought with us, and FFA as well, and we've been to USDA offices this morning and had a briefing over there with the Deputy Secretary of Trade, and we are now up on Capitol Hill, and we're going to start seeing our congressmen and our U.S. senators up here as well in the next couple of days. The message that we're taking up here is that times are really tough in agriculture. Our income is down 50% in the last 3 years on most all commodities. And that's our net farm income. And we are at a level of income now that is causing a lot of financial stress out in the country. We're having lots of folks having trouble renewing operating loans and getting the credit they need to operate with. We're seeing lots of folks that are unable to make a payment, seeing a lot of stress in the farm credit system, as well as the co-bank system. Our co-ops are struggling, but when the farmer doesn't do well, none of the other agribusinesses can do well. And so we're up here telling that message and telling Congress that we need relief and telling the administration that we need some relief, and the market facilitation payments that are just coming out help. And we're grateful to that the president authorized those, but they're not near adequate enough to make our farmers whole for the amount of money and income that they've lost over this trade war. And why it helps keep some in business. It's not enough, and it's not sustainable. And so we're going to either have to get those markets, especially in China, either open back up to us, or we're going to have to go to some, reopen the farm bill, and go to some other type of a supply management system to deal with this oversupply of grain that we now have.
Mm-hmm. What's been the reception so far of the people that you've talked to? Positive, or how have they reacted to that?
Well, I'll say I think they're we didn't hear great news when we talked over at USDA on the trade front. It looks like this is going to be a prolonged trade war. Doesn't look like anything's on the horizon to end it. And quite frankly, I don't think they know what to do over there. So in the meantime, they're just putting out these Band-Aids, these MFP payments as Band-Aids that temporarily help a little bit, but no one is addressing the real problem here. And so that's the message we're taking to Congress, is like, you wake up, guys. You need to address the whole situation and not just a Band-Aid approach.
Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, they, like you said, they're kind of struggling and grappling for kind of any resolution to this. Were they able to offer any kind of insights into how those negotiations are going currently? Obviously, like you said, there's no end in sight right now, but any kind of feeling that you took away from those meetings?
Well, it wasn't very positive. I mean, on one hand, they're making some inroads in some alternative markets and selling some product to make up for some of the China thing. But the problem is China is such a huge market for us. Mm-hmm. There just isn't any replacement for that market in the world. You know, you can only eat so much food, and you only need so much. And then you're done. And so we just have such an oversupply if we don't have the Chinese market to deal with. And somehow we're going to have to figure out how are we going to deal with this if we cannot get these markets open back up in China. And quite frankly, I'm concerned that we may never get them completely open back up the way they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, you know, China remains a focal point in the trade discussion right now. Any mention of the USMCA agreement and how that's going? Obviously, that would bring a significant lift to farmers here in the state and around the country if that were to be passed.
Right now, there is talk. We had quite a bit of conversation about that. It seems like that is in a deadlock position right now between the administration and the Democrat leadership in the House. And neither side is willing to give a little bit to compromise on some key points in that trade agreement. And so unless there's movement on some amendments and being able to address the concerns of the House Democrats, I don't think it'll come up for a vote. I just don't think it's going to go anywhere. So with an election coming up and all, I see it very difficult to pass that anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure since you've arrived in D.C., you've had the opportunity to talk to some of your counterparts from around the country. First off, kind of give us just a lay of the land here in Oklahoma, what farmers are up against, the kind of the situation they're in right now. And then how does that compare to what you've heard about farmers and ranchers out there across the country and their situations?
Well, it's very similar stories throughout the whole country. We have farmers here from North Dakota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and California, all throughout the country. 33 different states represented, and the stories are all similar. Now, the weather is better in one state or another, and they've had less weather problems or whatever, but the economic issues are the very same. It's very tough. Credit is getting hard to obtain on operating notes because no one can operate in the black. Everybody's been operating the red too long, and we're eating up equity. And that message is it's very similar from state to state. So looks like we're all in this boat together.
Mm-hmm. How specifically is American Farmers and Ranchers dealing with this situation and faring as all of this kind of plays out here in the state as they work with farmers and ranchers?
Well, two steps. One, we have to be legislative advocates. We have to take our message to Congress, to the White House, and hold their feet to the fire and put pressure on them that, hey, things are not good out here. They're deteriorating very quickly, the conditions on the farm, and they're going to have to address it. So I think that is a big deal to keep this issue in front of them and put pressure on them to do something as well. We are also seeing a lot of mental health stress out in the community. We're hearing that from all of the different state presidents as well. And so we're working on putting together a one-stop shop place that folks can go on our website and be able to obtain information on help for mental health issues and who they can contact that can help them maybe work through some of these debt problems. Because, you know, when a farmer loses his farm, he's not just losing the land or his job, he's losing his whole life as he knows it. And so it's a very traumatic event. And so we have to be careful about that and provide whatever resources we can for folks.
Yeah, and certainly tough times out there for sure here in agriculture and some of the related industries out there. Aside from the trade issues and the economic pressures that we're dealing with, before we let you go, were there any other issues or any priorities that you've discussed during your meeting so far and any positive notes that have come out of this?
Well, consolidation is another big issue for us. We're seeing consolidation in the marketplace. It's been going on for a long time, but it's getting worse and worse. So right now, the farmer's share of the beef, the retail beef dollar, is the lowest it's ever been in history. And the retail profits and the packer profits of their share is the largest it's ever been in history on beet. There's some big problems there with that system, and Secretary Perdue announced last week to do an investigation on market collusion, and so they're working on that. But the consolidation, and it's not just beef, but it's throughout all of our markets. We just have so few markets now that we have no market power anymore to set prices or to negotiate prices. It's take it or leave it, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
All right. Well, that's Scott Bluebaugh, American Farmers and Ranchers President. Scott, thank you for your time, and good luck with the rest of your meetings.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Carson Horn reporting.